Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. I am on slide number 26, which deals with the finance and ICT enterprise development. The first target there, Chair, it's around funding secured for the appointment of a service provider to assist in the implementation of ICT or ICT SMME programs. The ICT SMME programs were developed. It was just a question of implementation having to kick off, and there was a problem with funding. We have since looked internally to source funding for the implementation process. So that delay then tends to be, or in fact would be corrected.
Whoever prepare your presentation as we are swapping the seats must make sure that we must be able to read from the screen. As it is now, it's not readable. It's very difficult. It's too small. But for future, it's fine. We've got the document. We're following it through. You can proceed, gentlemen.
The second target...
You can see. I know when Guban and Mgube is around, you see very well, ma. Proceed, gentlemen.
Chair, the second target was the delivery of export readiness interventions to 15 SMEs. There was a delay there, Chair. The tender was advertised, and the processing of the tender has since been undertaken, so this actually is turning into green. It's no longer really yellow. The third area was the developmental plan to build the capacity of identified SMMEs to play a role in the set-top box value chain. This project, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, it's dependent on a number of factors. One of the biggest delay, which DDG Piri spoke about earlier on, was around the court challenges, because then that effectively meant that the issues around having to identify SMMEs and integrating them in the value chain, particularly the manufacturing, distribution, installation, and so on, couldn't take place. And of course, there was also a target which was linked to, it's linked to the very same process, which talks to the appointment of preferred SMMEs to be linked to the appointed manufacturers. This process seeks to ensure that at the top end of the manufacturing value chain, SMMEs also play a role, so that you don't just have established manufacturers playing in that space. There is also a delay due to the other factors linked to the DTT project. The next area, which is on slide number 27, deals with the oversight. The target there was the SOE submission of the estimate of national expenditure. Basically, this process entails having to collect inputs from SOEs to ensure that those inputs they find a way into the E&E. The delays were experienced there, but this process, this has since been addressed. I think there is a timing issue here, Chair, because the E&E and everything else was actually completed. The analysis of quarterly reports against corporate or strategic plans conducted and recommendations provided. This is one area where in the third quarter also there were delays, because normally what happens is that after every quarter, SOEs are expected to present reports to the department, and these reports are analyzed and feedback given back to the SOEs. But in the process of analyzing these reports, there is also engagement with the SOEs to seek clarity on various aspects. So there is an issue of meetings that sometimes tend not to take place, but this has since also been addressed. The I'll only talk to the delays. The compliance with good corporate governance, I think this has been achieved. The next area which we had delay on was around the development of the Shareholders Compact. However, this area has been addressed because the SOEs have since complied. Transfers of funds, this was adhered to. The entities engaged on alignment of government priorities with draft strategic stroke corporate plans. The officials of the DOC participated in all the strategic planning sessions of the SOEs. However, there was only one that was outstanding, which then caused a delay, which was SAPO, but it has since been held in January 2013. On governance and administration, Honorable Chair, on awareness, the Acting DG spoke about the appointment of the service provider earlier on. The effective functioning of the SOE forum, the delay here was caused by some of the meetings that were supposed to have happened. However, they could not. There's also a timing issue, but this matter has been addressed because this is an area where the issues that are cutting across are dealt with in view that also the department does not have a provincial presence, and therefore ICT issues are dealt with in this forum. The effective functioning of the ICET IGRF Technical Committee, in short, the delay was caused by a meeting that was scheduled and could not also take place. There is also a timing issue which has been addressed, including the inter-branch committee meetings to deal with the cross-cutting issues. These matters have been addressed. The next delay, which is now on slide number 30, it's around the implementation of MOUs with other national departments with relevant provinces monitored. Two MOUs were drafted and consulted with Free State and Mpumalanga. The delay there was caused by the fact that the Free State still needed to finalize the MOU. These are the MOUs that are covering ICT-related issues in the provinces. And these consultations were triggered sometime last year by the minister in close collaboration with the premiers of both the Free State and Mpumalanga. The next area of delay is on page number 31, slide number 31. In fact, it's not a delay as such. It's on the Gender, Disability, Youth and Children's Program. What the department is doing, or what the department has done, a strategy has been developed to guide the activities around gender, disability, youth and children. The main aim of this strategy is to ensure that in the work of the department as well as the SOEs, the issues of gender, disability, youth and children are incorporated. And therefore this strategy was launched on the 26th of November by the minister. And therefore, there was then an expectation that after the launch, there would be various activities that will follow, as outlined in the strategy. In some of the areas, for example, the target which talks about beneficiaries of the ICT tools program, where there was no progress, there was then an expectation that various individual projects will be developed. And in this area, for example, the concept paper was not developed, but this matter is being attended to. Service deployment for the second intake of ECADAS commenced. This is a project which is implemented in partnership with the colleges. At the time of writing this report, the colleges were still expected to come to the party. However, this has been also addressed, as it would be evident in the fourth quarter. The next area, which is on slide number 32, talks to the implementation of the exit strategy for the ECADA program, where no progress was recorded. There was an issue here with the concept paper, which I spoke to just a few seconds ago. The next area was the intake, third intake of the ECADA. which is also dependent on the involvement of colleges. This has since been addressed. It was an issue at the time. Implementation of Broadcasting Ambassadors National Youth Service Program continued. The delay here was around the feedback that was expected from the broadcaster, the SAPC, at the time of writing this report, as given that they are the main partner in this program, and this matter has also since been dealt with. On slide number 33, the next delay was around implementation of the ICT accessibility program commenced. I did mention, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, that the initiatives that were following the launch of the strategy were delayed in view that the strategy was had to be workshopped and had to be consulted with stakeholders, and finally the approval and the launch only took place in November, hence the delay. But this matter has since now been fast-tracked in the last quarter of the financial year. Concept paper on access to broadcasting program developed and approved. There was a delay recorded here because this project also it's dependent on the disability and the ICT strategy, and it has also since been expedited. The slide number 34, gender equity audit within the SOEs conducted. Responses were received from some of the SOEs and others were still outstanding, causing the delay. Follow-ups have been made, and the picture is different as we speak, Honourable Chair. On the next slide, which is slide number 35, the Departmental Service Delivery Improvement Plan. At the time of writing the report, there was a delay, but this plan has since been developed, and it is out of the way. It has been consulted as well. The Leadership Development Program, the delay here was recorded, given that there was an issue around the skills audit, which had to be conducted before the Leadership Development Program could be effected. So it was just a question of making sure that the sequencing is right, so that when the Leadership Development Program kicks in, it is known exactly which areas are the employees or the officials of the department lacking on, so that the programs could be tailored. The mapping and re-engineering of identified business processes and standard operating procedure. This work was moved from the Office of the Director General to Human Resources, hence the delay. However, Human Resources has since started a process of making sure that these processes are in place. On the migration plan, there was a slight challenge there, given that the organized labor or the unions were not keen to participate. They had concerns around consultations and transparency of the process. We have since taken up this matter with the unions, and the migration is back on track. The unions' the issues have been resolved. I think I'll pause the chair at this point. Thank you very much.
Acting teacher, your mic is on. You'll do what Gordon Brown did, and they lost the election.
Okay. Thanks, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. Just to go on with slide 36. I think we note that there are several challenges and a substantial number of targets where there are delays or there's no to minimal progress. However, the department does take this in a very serious light and has put in place a lot of measures to deal with these accordingly. I think one of which is the Organizational Performance Assessment Board, which is a fully functional board chaired by the DG and meets at the end of every quarter. It's never skipped a quarter. We always meet at every quarter to evaluate the performance. And I think specific attention is given to addressing quarterly targets where there's delays or no progress, and the board itself makes specific recommendations for urgent actioning by the relevant DDGs, and these are recorded accordingly on the performance reports. And also, the targets where there are delays and no progress also feed into the agendas of relevant governance structures like top management and EXCO and so forth, and also address there accordingly. Furthermore, I think we must note that evidence is gathered on all report achievement, collected, analyzed on a quarterly basis, and also, as and when required, is submitted to the AG during the audit of performance information, as well as our quarterly reports are submitted to National Treasury and DPME for noting as per the requirements of the new planning framework. And I think what has come out is over and above the specific challenges, this cross-cutting issues such as HR capacity constraints and budget constraints are being addressed. And I think this can go into further detail with regards to the number of posts that have been recently filled, as well as the funding issues, which we will touch on later also in the strat planning slides. Thanks.
Chair, we would move to the financial information.
I assume that the last part is at the mitigate on how to deal with the delays and other things. You can go to the next one. You can go to the finances.
Okay. Or the mitigation circumstances. Yes, we are tightening up. That's why we have half of the AG here, and we are cracking the whip much.
You can go to the finances.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I will be giving the financial report as at 31st of December on slide number 38. I think it's important also, Chair, to indicate prior to giving the report that one of the advices or recommendations that emanated from this committee way back in 2010 in September was that the department needed to ensure that spending was increased, prudently so, of course. We have since heeded that call, Honorable Chair, and we have made sure that spending in the department is in line with the deliverables, as well as making sure that we do not spend money at the tail end. In fact, as we speak, there's no need to be worried about having to dump any money because we have been monitoring the expenditure. As at 31st of December, the overall expenditure within the department was sitting at 71% out of a budget of 1.6 billion. The actual expenditure was 1.1 billion. I must indicate that the trend throughout the three quarters, starting from 1st of April, has been almost consistent, as it will be evident in the next slides. Moving on to slide number 39, it's just a breakdown of what was allocated per program. Obviously, the ICT Enterprise being the biggest program, given that the transfers are housed within this program. So this slide just it gives the actual expenditure against what was allocated for the various programs. Going to slide number 40, this is where the picture becomes even more clearer, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, in terms of what was budgeted for the quarter under review and what was the actual. Honorable Members would notice that the budget for the period was 429, and the actual was 407, translating into a budget of 26%, achieving 24.6%, and resulting in a variance of 1.4, showing that we have been moving very close. In fact, the trend is more or less the same, even with the second and the first quarter around the finances. Slide number 41, it's just a graphical representation of what was allocated, the adjusted appropriation, as well as the expenditure. Once again, showing the entities as the component which takes the large chunk of the expenditure. In terms of moving on to slide number 42, we have just indicated the expenditure that has been recorded in the first quarter as well as second quarter moving into the third quarter, and obviously then giving the totals as at 31st of December. Chair and honourable members would then notice the trend that I was talking about to indicate that the expenditure has been very stable in terms of making sure that we are able to use the budget accordingly. Slide number 43 deals with what was allocated originally, a breakdown of the allocation to the entities and the expenditure as of 31st of December. Obviously, the areas that are showing in blank are the areas where transfers were not affected. Honourable Chair, honourable members would notice that if you take, for example, USASA, there was a transfer of 77%, the fund 53%, ICASA 71%, SAPO subsidy 100%, and so on. Where the transfers were not affected at the time of, I mean, as at the 31st of December, were on .za domain name authority, of course, because these transfers are also affected in line with the drawdown schedule. So obviously, the transfer was going to be processed by in the month of February. NEPAD also, we had to reprioritize this funding because it's a historical allocation which we feel that it's not really serving much purpose going forward, and it had to be reprioritized. Community radio stations and program production, these transfers have since been affected. Therefore, this then gives a clearer picture in terms of what was transferred as at 31st December and what was going to be transferred in the following months. And obviously, this, the next slide, which is 44, gives a graphical representation of the transfers and subsidies to the SOEs. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members.
I can see members are starting to raise hands, but I'm looking at the time. It's 20 to 1. Obviously, there is a leak we are going to ask. Probably let's do what we can. Honourable Killen Stein. Honourable Killen, is there clarity, or Honourable Killen?
I just wanted to make sure that we all know that the House sits at 2 today, Chairperson. It's not at 3, okay. with a question session to the President.
Okay, thank you. That's why I was saying members is 20 to 1. I'll be guided by you whether you want us to use what is remaining or we can just adjourn and start to question when we reconvene Tuesday next week. But I can be guided by you, or whether you want to use the time which we have. Honourable Sir.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I think the best thing is to adjourn so that we don't do things on a rush. You said it in your introduction that we said 2013 DOC must be given. So I think it will be for the best interest of DOC to do that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Sir. Killen?
Chairperson, I would like to concur with that. Can I just ask one other request? If the researcher could perhaps also help us, the Appropriations Committee also worked through the spending patterns of the DOC, and I think we will benefit from the report compiled by the Appropriations Committee. If we can just get hold of that also before Tuesday. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. A couple with that. It will follow. Probably also the AG has got some sense in terms of what has happened focusing forward. We'll do that. The research, I'm sure they've done the work. It will be sent to you before end of business today. around what the appropriation and the other things and the relation of the expenditure and the achievements of plans, because there should be relation in terms of that. It can be the spending, but so we will get that. But the members, probably it will be appropriate if we do as we have proposed. But I must say that for DOC, just so that we are prepared or properly prepared for next week, these are the things which we'd like you to do. Probably we have done it, it's just that when I was looking at the document, I was too much in a hurry. For us as a committee, we have demonstrated many a times that we take your role very serious, and we take you as the leader of the industry. Now, we hope that before you present your strategic plan or on your strategic plan, you must be able to tell us what is broken in the sector or in the industry. What are you trying to fix with this strategic plan for 2013-2014, which we have identified as broken in the industry? We don't want a strategic plan that comply with legislation, treasury, templates, and so on. We want a strategic plan which, so that we are able to say in the broader industry, this is what is broken. With this strategic plan, this is what we are trying to fix, so that we are clear. Because we are leading the sector, we are not following. You are leading. That's how we take you. We are taking you as the leader of the sector, and so on. So we love that you are able to indicate that, and so on. And that exactly, what are you trying to fix with the strategic plan? Exactly, in the broader scheme of things. What are you trying to fix? Probably that is going to help us, and so on. Because the broader question which you must respond is that was raised by my predecessor, if they call it like that, Honorable Vandi. He asked a question: if you close down DOC, will the industry collapse? Are you a factor, or you are just there following the industry? You must be able to justify your existence as DOC. If we say we close the department, do we think that the sector will collapse? Have you been a factor anyway in the sector, driving the sector, or the sector has been driving itself? We are following if you happen to, understand? All those products, but it's what you must give us, your assessment of those things and where you are and what we are trying to do, and so on. I'm raising that because somewhere when you follow debate, there are things that things which are said that the sector is growing anyway. Whether you've got the policy is growing, whether you've got the legislation, you know, is growing anyway. And so exactly, where do we fit in the bigger scheme of? I'm just raising this question because we gave you the template as a committee on these broader issues. I hope you still have the template, which you must be able to fill as part of your strategic plan, because you must deal with that template where you've got because you must tell us that in this sector, what is the investment which is envisaged 2013-2014, both private and public? Investment on what? Infrastructure, what exactly? So we need to understand the sector from you, so that we relate your strategic plan from the reality of the sector. That's where the question then come and say, then what have you identified which you are trying to fix with your strategic plan and so on. So you should be able to do that for us. That goes with all the entities, because that's what we have requested. So once you do that, then we can go to the strategic plan with that understanding. We are fixing this, identify weaknesses in the sector, this is what we are trying to do. You've got the whole time, tomorrow is a holiday, you've got the whole day. And phones won't be disturbing you in office, because everyone will be in holiday. Otherwise, acting DG, I'm not sure whether you want to say anything.
Sure. Thank you, Chair and Honourable Members, the SOEs. We would probably like to thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to share the strategy. But in a nutshell, I would like also to emphasize the issue of staff social rotation in the department that we'll discuss as we go on with the workshop. That we only have 320 staff members to look at these whole issues that we're talking about, the whole range of issues that we're talking about, and most of which are not necessarily specialists. in the areas that you're talking about. It's either you rely on consultants or other related kind of challenges. So in your consideration of the issues that you are raising, equally so the capability and the capacity of the skills that you have in the department has to be considered. What is the new structure we have predicting 607 appointments? I thought they were rushing to the next meeting, yeah. So in closing, we'd like to thank the opportunity to be able to reflect. I think in those issues that you've raised, we'll look at why are we existing, why in this business as a policymaker, why do we really have to exist? Given this vast industry, we will definitely do our best to respond to your issues.
Thank you, DJ, because I wanted 2 minutes to fight with the members. You see, so we are eating my time. Honorable Killen?
I just wanted to add that it is, since budget is an expression of strategic priorities, financial expression of that, if they could also then direct us to the budget, because we're dealing with the budget now, and give an indication, if they have capacity constraints in the department, they must also indicate to us how does the performance bonuses paid out link up with performances achieved, performance agreements in place, etc. Thank you.
That will come. We've got all the time. We will deal with DOC. 2013 is dedicated to the department. And we'll deal with these issues. But look, members, let's pick up our own issue. Members who are terribly behind in terms of time. Next week, we've got only 2 days to work. And to move DOC to next week, it also tamper with our next week program. And now my request, members, is that we need to work long hours Tuesday and Wednesday next week. I hope if we do that, we can still finish the program of next week. The other scenario, members, which not preferred, is that if we work the long hours, when we don't finish, we might need 2 hours or 3 hours Thursday. But I hope that we can finish with the Tuesday, Wednesday, working long hours. But our priority, members, is that let us work Wednesday, Thursday, and do everything which we were supposed to do with those 2 days, and the issue of DOC also, and then we probably save for Thursday so that people go well for their Good Friday and other things, because some are traveling long distances and the other thing. So my appeal, members, that we are going to work very, very, and very long time for 2 days, and then probably certainly with working long for the 2 days and rule out the Thursday issue.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, members. Enjoy your holidays. Honorable Mthambi?
Can I please request a mini caucus with the ANC study group, please?
Okay. ANC members, mini caucus requested by the new man in charge.